This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I always say to you, if you're not informed, you're part of the problem. Really what it boils down to, isn't it? Sincerely. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Dr. V joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson will join us after the first break, and I really do appreciate her time that she takes with us every week to help us kind of, look at, help us and get through some of the crazy stuff going on around us. And sometimes you do feel like, you know, why do I feel like I have so much pressure on me? Why this? Why that? Well, you do. And everybody deals with it differently. Right? Seriously. And I really do. I have to talk to her about this. I think this is a sickness. This whole thing with when you're talking about, what was it, the violence in some of these cities, for instance. And they're still talking about defunding the police. Because they actually believe that defunding the police will stop the violence in the streets. They actually thought that if we disarmed first, if we, you remember back in the 60s, 70s, if we disarmed first, the major countries across the globe would do the same thing. Would not have happened. It shows you what a true fantasy land, or it shows you how much dope they're truly smoking. I ain't got anything else for that, right? The, talk about this with Dr. B. I'm starting now, though. CDC director also came out and said that the negative effects of distance learning outstrip. They just outweigh big time any transmission risk from this in-school learning. These kids are suffering through mental health and all kinds of other things right now. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, they keep saying the adverse effects on children conducting these virtual learning scenarios, it just outweighs all the damage that's being done or could be done by the virus. Schools can reopen safely, said the CDC. This is what the teachers union was pushing back on. There is more spread that is happening in the community when schools are not open than when schools are open. If the schools are closed, there's lots of other risks, such as lack of education, food insecurity, all kinds of other things, milestones in life that are missed. The CDC issued new school reopening guidelines amid the coronavirus pandemic, reassuring schools that they're not demanding they reopen, but are instead providing roadmaps on how to do so and do it safely. See, I love what they say. I understand this may be one of the hardest decisions you have to make since the pandemic began, you know, in getting kids back to school. But the operation is strategically based and science-based. So So if the CDC is telling you it's okay, if the CDC is laying it out or has laid out a safe way, we should be doing it full steam ahead. You know, when they're talking about the kids and what it's doing to the kids, not, you know, physically, mentally, that's a problem. Under the Trump administration, the CDC issued guidelines on school reopening, creating a five-tiered risk assessment. In September, they said that the school falling into a medium higher or higher risk category didn't necessarily mean that the school shouldn't reopen. Let me say that again because I speak fast. The CDC back in September said that a school falling into a medium, higher, or highest risk category did not necessarily mean that the school shouldn't reopen. Right? Not for in-person learning anyway. Now, last month, the federal agency said in a report that there's little evidence that schools have contributed meaningfully to the increased community transmission. Hello. Anybody listening? Biden administration said that they want to see 50% increase, 50% of schools open at least one day a week. Oh, boy, that's exciting. according to a school reopening tracker, the White House goal was reached months ago. 64% of schools already offer some sort of in-person learning. Yeah, nowhere near. And the one day's a joke. I mean, coming from a school board member, it's a joke. Kids get all excited for one day. They go in for one day, and then what? You know what? Get them open. Right? Get them open. These kids are suffering in so many other ways. We do not have a high mortality rate, even almost a measurable mortality rate among kids, little kids. But as far as the mental health issues that are happening, they're going to become insurmountable. These kids are going to need help for quite some time into their adult lives. It's just not right. All right, one that'll make the feminazis crazy. Phil Robertson came out again. He's not having any of it. He says, you know what America needs? Needs more manliness, more boldness, more grit. We're losing it at an alarming rate. He's right. He said, what happened to America's boldness? What happened to manhood? Phil Robertson asked, you know, I know what that means. Don't we see your host listen to Real Science? Be back in a few minutes. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hello, hello. No. No. Oh, let's see. We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, you really do need to be part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. We're probably going to have to bring on Dr. Wilson in the next. Yeah, we're going to have to. We're probably going to have to. You can't hear me, can you?
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Did you? Yeah. So we just our everything went out. Sorry. Ah. We've got crazy. We've got some severe thunderstorm warnings.
Well, that's because God's mad at you that you guys elected Republicans over the weekend or something. Right?
I'm so sorry, yes.
Didn't Pelosi say that, you know, they do God's work and we don't or something like that? Yeah.
Can't even right now.
Oh, God. You know what? My dad used to say, you have to feel sorry for the stupid people. They just, because they don't know they are. And, you know what are you going to do? So. You have to be nice. I know. So you had school board races over the weekend. And, you know, give us some insight. What did you do? How did you do? How the people in Texas do in choosing, I hope, conservatives at this point?
Yeah. Well, yes, it was pretty wild.
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I am?
No, I got you covered. Just go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So we had quite a few races going and both local and, sorry, I am trying to get, forgive the Texas storms. Right now, or just messing with my computer.
Just keep going like they don't exist. Okay.
Keep on.
I got your volume. I got you covered. Just keep going. So I'm just curious, this because I know that we're all worried about sending over people to Texas, and they can't go there and vote for the same things they voted for here. They can't go there and make it just as crazy and stupid as they did here.
They cannot. They absolutely cannot. So, yeah, we had some school board, school board elections. And then, of course, we had the local, mayoral and council elections across the state. And it was interesting because exactly we've got so many people moving here and they're moving here to find America again, right? They're getting out of these liberal states and these liberal cities to find America. And it's here. I guarantee it's here. However, it's not going to be here if we keep messing up and become, what California and Oregon and Washington are doing. So we had, South Lake. I know you guys probably heard about that. It's a great town just south of us. And, they were going pretty back and forth on the critical race theory. And this group of parents just woke up, like literally not woke like liberals, but woke up like conservatives. And just said no and put their foot down. And this is what's starting to happen. And they're not going to do it. They kicked that on out. We're not going to have CRT there. And this is what's starting to happen is parents are starting to show up to school board meetings and make their voices known. And that's what has to happen. And then we had a local race here, they call it an ISD, Independent School District. And we were telling people, and I've talked to people, through your show as well, all over the place to vote for this one wonderful lady who wants to fight for conservative rights, right? You and I talk about school boards and how important your voice is, right? I can't say enough what the school board means to our kids and our families. And unfortunately, there was another candidate who withdrew to support this other candidate, and he withdrew one day too late, and this is what I'm going to be working on right now with two other very active conservatives, and he still got 11% of the vote. So first of all, if you're voting for somebody that's not even running, don't vote. Number two...
Are you suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that you expect people to pay attention and show up and know that somebody has pulled their name?
They showed up, and I'm like, okay. Get a piece of paper, write it down, something. And this man that was no longer running, like I said, got 11% of the vote, and that would have pushed us over where we needed to be to get, her name's Amy, to get Amy elected, and because she lost about 9%. By about 9%. But, and even this guy, you know, he fought for her. He, you know, walked doors for her and everything, yet they still had him on the ballot. And we're gonna, that's a whole different issue. But unfortunately, someone who's going to push critical race theory made it. And now parents are like, what? And it's like, it's 2 days too late. And this is just what has to stop nationwide. So we did well on many, councils.
But how many, so this is a perfect example, how many are on that board that are on your side? How many are on that board that are conservatives that will open their mouths and not be afraid?
That's a great question. I don't know of that one. That is, gosh, it's interesting because there's a... The way it's cut, the district is cut, it goes around a few houses. But I'm going to find out and figure out what's going on. Ours right now will absolutely not. The district we're in and the school board area we're in will absolutely not have it. And that is why the parents have been showing up. And I think the upper one that I'm talking about that's a little bit north of us, it's a huge district. It's Denton ISD as well as LISD, Louisville ISD. And both of them are huge. And I just don't think people pay attention. Parents aren't paying attention. And I know a lot. The county itself is a very Republican, conservative, red county. The city, Denton in itself, is pretty split, you know, blue and red. But I believe the county, and that's where the people send their kids, they're going to have a big eye-opening, and it's really difficult to unseat people on school boards. So, oh, yeah. Unless you show up and vote for the right person and not somebody that's not running. So we will see.
We have seen in small towns, especially, where they elect dogs, for God's sakes. You know, they elect people that aren't real. I mean, I've seen it. We've joked about it in some of the classes that I do on running for office. When you're running for office and what you need to do, what you need to make sure of.
Yes.
And, you know, before you start pulling all your paperwork, you really need to get together with other people and figure it out. Anyway, Joe Massini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75%, on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A suspected armed intruder was shot Monday evening outside the headquarters of the CIA. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by guards near the main entrance when he exited his vehicle with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized for his injuries. Officials say the suspect did not make it onto the grounds of the CIA compound, and his motives remain under investigation. And Florida's governor has signed a law allowing him to lift all local COVID restrictions beginning this summer. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the legislation that allows the state to cancel remaining restrictions, like mask mandates and capacity limits on businesses that communities have in place starting on July 1st. DeSantis also signed an executive order to immediately abolish those restrictions before the law even goes into effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. You know, unless you're engaged, unless you really have a clue, right, this is all for naught. This is all pretty useless. So, you know, before I bring Dr. B back on, you know, some of the things we've been talking about, we talked about it earlier tonight, too, is if you keep teaching these kids in school, you know, I know it's kind of really you're tearing your own self apart, right? Because we want the kids back in school for social reasons and other reasons, yet we don't want them back in school because of what they're learning in there, right? But this, here's the deal. Some of you say, oh, Joe, come on, you got to stop because I can't afford, I can't teach my kids at home, I can't homeschool. Okay, great. But you can give up 2 nights a week to go to a school board meeting, can't you? I mean, seriously. See, I'm on both sides of it. I had kids. I was in front of the school board, right? And when I had kids, I was on the school board. So don't tell me you can't do it because I did it with 4 kids. So don't complain about the schools if you're not getting involved. Don't complain about the schools if you're not going to go out and get involved in you know, getting people elected. Maybe your thing isn't walking precincts. Maybe it's making phone calls. Maybe it's sending emails. Maybe it's letting others know what you know about a particular candidate. But, man, if you want critical race theory, if you want that having sex education, because it's not reproductive health. It's having sex education. That's what it is. You want all that stuff? Stay home. Don't bother. The kids will do it. They'll handle it on their own. They won't even need your help. And the school district would be more than happy to oblige. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Dr. B., always a pleasure to have you with me. And am I wrong or am I wrong?
You're never wrong, Joe. Never.
Oh,
never wrong.
Oh. I need you to talk to my oldest daughter and explain that to her, will you?
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Me and Tammy.
Oh
my goodness. You know, it's just so, it blows my mind. I mentioned, you know, a little bit of this on a Facebook post. Someone said out of 3,700 residents in this area, something, I don't remember the number, but it's about that, like 665 of you voted. That's it. And it didn't go the way that the conservatives wanted, and you're only to blame. And it's a good friend of mine that wrote that put that post, and I just said, I agree 100%. You guys can't complain. And they started complaining. Well, we don't want this, and did you vote? Well, we didn't know. And it's, well, then don't complain. And I said, you guys, when critical race theory comes into your house and your textbooks and your kids are talking about it and writing essays on it and embracing it because they're going to get it fed to them day after day after day, and their friends are, and they're going to be the outcasts if they don't embrace it, it's because you didn't vote the right people in. It really comes back to that. And I know you know that is true as well, because sometimes you're the lone voice on that board, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of parents thanking you. And I look at both sides of this, and I took a good look at critical race theory. Like, what is it that's so fascinating about it? You know, you don't see other groups of people complaining about rapper songs and. Just the bantering back and forth, that is horrible. Horrible. There is no call for that, right? There's no call for the opposite of it. It's, you know, the graffiti, the things, racial slurs in music, the things kids listen to. It blows my mind. Yet we've got to pour this CRT into our schools and make kids learn it, and specifically white kiddos. Taxpayer money, all of that, and it just, again, blows my mind. And so what is it? I don't know if people even understand. We can say CRT all day long, but it really, truly is about legal institutions, educational institutions, that they're inherently racist, and instead of being biologically grounded and natural, it's socially constructed concept that we white people use basically just to further, further our economics and further our political interests and ventures. And that is what it is. And it just hurts my head that this is what our children are going to be learning. And this is what they're going, and because you guys didn't vote. And it's everywhere. It's not just California, and it's not just Oregon. It's a town here in Texas, and it makes absolutely no sense to bring that in. It's not an issue. The children, the teens that I work with and deal with, they're asking why they're learning this, because it just never crossed their mind. And I get that the other side is saying, well,
oh, they sit around 24/7 on this stuff. Are you serious?
It blows my mind. It hurts my head severely.
Yeah.
So
I find all of that stuff just amazing. But the other part of that is that what people don't realize, you know. And if I have a parent write me another email saying I'll deal with it at home, I'm going to say, no, you won't. You don't.
You
have too many other things going on. The kid comes home, he doesn't really give you. Not that he's lying to you, but he doesn't give you the real information. He doesn't know the real information himself, or doesn't remember it. The difference is that they're told over and over again, over a period of time, over a period of months, and after a while, it becomes second nature. You know, and here you have your parent telling you what you're learning in school is a lie, in essence. Here's the real truth.
Right.
And then you have the teacher that they trust, supposedly, okay, telling them that their parents are liars. And this is what your people did to take advantage of black folks. I mean, that's got to screw with a kid's head.
Well, all it is a way to shame white kids. And I have heard, I've seen some curriculum in certain school districts around the country, this is not in Texas, where it literally shames just white boys. And they have to sit down while other students stand up and tell them why they are no good and why it's better to do this, and why that they don't count anymore, and why, you know, it's just, can you imagine? I mean, there's enough bullying in schools as it is, but to pick on kids, that it shouldn't go anyway, right? There's going to be bullying. It shouldn't be allowed. There are going to be racial slurs. You know, it comes up. It happens. None of it should be allowed, but to pick on a group of people, it's racism is, it's, We're just not in the 40s, 50s, 60s. We're not there. We haven't been there for a long time. I don't even believe in systemic racism. You know, being a Christian, I believe in systemic sin because we all fall short and we all say things that are unkind and we all do things and act a certain way. But to say it is just focused on race is going to ruin the lives and the psyche of our kids.
Exactly what I'm talking about, though, is that people don't realize that the stuff that they're shoving down their throats is exactly that. That, you know, they're sitting there trying to figure out, you know, I'm this bad. How come my parents never told me? I'm this. Yes. I wonder if my parents know about this. I wonder if they know how bad they actually are. You know, this, again, when kids in junior high school and high school are, quote unquote, I never understood this term, but whatever, fighting themselves, okay? I mean, seriously, people, what do you think this is doing to them, right?
This is why I don't do well with the psychology world, you know, because I don't even know what that means, finding yourself.
Yeah, I never
look in a mirror. I mean, that probably what you want. That's what I would say. And I've had clients come and help me find myself. And I'm like, mirror.
Yeah, right there.
You know, they found you.
Let me spill some coffee into your lap. You'll find yourself pretty quick. I'll tell you what.
Okay. And this white privilege thing, you know, my kids are like, what are they talking about? You know, Mom, you grew up, you know, you were poor, you grew up in poverty. You know, my dad chose not to be a part of my life. You know, he didn't really send child support. My mom worked two jobs and put herself through school to get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. I couldn't get student loans because of, you know, the whole, you know, everything that was going on, affirmative action. Right. I couldn't get one. And I was willing to work hard to even pay it off. I couldn't get it. And so I had to work then and put myself through school. How is that any kind of privilege? You know, the only privilege I have is the grace of God daily. And that is for everybody to have, not just white people. And then you've got Hollywood people standing up just saying that they are disgusted that they're white. Way to just totally diss your creator right there. It absolutely. And what I say to them is give your money away then. If you feel privileged, fine. Give your money away.
Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. And I'm going to agree with you. Just send it to me. I'll send you my address. I'm not privileged. Send it over here. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go for it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate your time with me. And let me just bring it back on because there's so much of this stuff that I have to deal with. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, you know, in case we get rolling here, where do people find you? Where are they going to find your writings? Where can they ask you questions?
You know, you can go to drbradio.com or politicalvanguard.com, and then you can also find me on Facebook, wherever. Just type in my name.
Kind of like, I used to say, I'm like horse manure on a ranch. I'm pretty much all over the place.
I'm everywhere. Anywhere, just, you know? Don't Google me.
And you have a ranch. Yeah. There you go.
I do have a ranch. Yes.
So, there you go. See, they can find you on a ranch. There you go.
I have chickens.
Anyway.
I have chickens.
Oh,
me,
my
California
God.
Girl. I have chickens. I do. Yes.
Yeah,
one's
well.
Named Jamala and one's named O'Biden. They're so cute.
Really? O'Biden?
O'Biden
was,
and Jamala.
Is that one set up for the chopping block? I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. Back,
so bad.
Back to what's going on with these kids. I don't know if you heard that the CDC had, they were actually laid a plan out to get the kids back in school full time. Back in February, you know, first week of February, and the teachers union stepped in and said that they didn't feel this was a real good idea. And so they put a lot of pressure on the CDC, who then came out with a few changes, not doing exactly, I think, what they want to do. I don't know. But, again, going back to once these kids, my concern here in California is the governor has said there is no guarantee that the schools will open in the fall. And if they do, there's no guarantee they will stay open. I mean, that's the amount of mental damage you would do to these kids if you opened and then closed them again. Just horrific.
It would, and this is where the parents need to take a stand, like they did here in Texas, and like they're continuing to do all over the country. You got to show up to your school board meetings. You got to show up to whatever. You just show up with your kids with their backpacks and do it every day. Do it every day until they open those doors.
It's
absolutely ludicrous. Yeah. And now they're looking at a vaccine, a COVID vaccine for kids. Why? They're fine. Everybody's fine. Literally, they're fine. I can't imagine schools now forcing kids to get the Pfizer.
Well, they're going to try to force all kinds of vaccinations, like not just kids, but people, where you can go, how you can get there. I mean, we all may have to move to Florida, between Florida and Texas, and I don't know how well Texas is doing with this, but between both places, DeSantis, so they came out and said, okay, enough, we're done.
Right.
Like, wow.
No passports.
No passports, none of that stuff. Get these kids in school, get back to reality.
Yeah. We've tried to book several cruises, and they're like, just have your vaccine passport. I'm like, never mind, not going to happen.
Yeah, is that Princess Cruises?
It's Princess, it's Norwegian, it's Crystal Cruises, Viking.
All of them, huh?
Celebrity, yeah.
God.
Yeah, we've tried everywhere, and they're all requiring it, and like, well, bye-bye. You know, there are these message boards that are just ugly. You know, like, fine, we don't want you. I'm like, they're going to be like 35 of you, so there's not going
to
be.
Well, they have a lot of room to run around. Plenty of food to eat at that point, you know.
Yes, that's right. You have fun.
You know.
Unbelievable.
In 2020, the CDC reported a little over one pediatric death from seasonal flu. Now, you've been at this for a while. Yep. How many lottery tickets would you have to buy? If you heard that the seasonal flu only took the life of one child, not that we want more kids to die, so don't write me an email and go, oh, would you wish more than that? No, I want real information. I want the government telling me the truth. In years gone by, we've had well over 200 deaths to the seasonal flu when it comes to pediatrics or, you know, young kids, if you would. And all of a sudden, our flus, the flu season is down to less than 10,000, which is... That was one state in 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what really bothers us, is all the lying that's going on back and forth.
It is so unbelievable. And I think at this point, there's been so much deceit and so much lying, I guess, going on that you have to take a stand. There's no reason anymore. I still have friends in California that are afraid to leave the house still. They haven't left the house for a year. And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, do you go to the store? Yeah, we're never home. You know, we just were at the Texas Motor Speedway watching the IndyCar. What? It's fine. Everybody's good. Did you wear a mask? No, we were outside.
Mask? What do you need a mask for? Yeah, I'm outside. Sunlight. You know about sunlight?
It kills me. Still, I still once in a while see people in their car with masks on, by themselves in their cars. I'm like,
please tell me you scratch your head and go, really? You're not a fan.
I look at them and I'm like, what are you doing? There's nobody here. Take it off. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And like you said, kids need to go. It's interesting because the conversation has changed from should kids go back to school, but to... You know, should the vaccine be required for kids? Which, again, dangerous. We don't need another shot. That is not the answer. Kids are fine. We've seen the death rates. It's nil. It's zero. It's nada. It's nothing to be concerned with. And, again, another unknown vaccine that has had, 6 to 10 months of, you know, research. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely not. We've seen the effects of vaccines, how they've changed since the 1970s, and the effects on kids. So,
well, technically, you taught me this too. Is it's not a vaccine yet, is it?
Right.
Technically, right?
No, two of them are gene therapy. It just changes your RNA. It changes your genes to react when some of these COVID variants hit your bloodstream. That is it. And gosh knows how they did that so fast or what they did to change your biology. That frightens me. The Johnson & Johnson is an actual vaccine. It's the only one. And it just looks like it's not being very kind to certain people ages. You know, in childbearing years, there have just been some issues more and more. Over 50, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been pretty decent, and I know my mom's had it and a few others, but I have several friends in childbearing years, and they've had interesting effects.
Really?
Yes, yes. Fertility issues, monthly issues, headaches. Yeah, it's very interesting how it's affecting. So I'm curious to see if that is actually a thing, or, you know, if it's just, you know, psychosomatic, because people
when you hear, but listen, the stuff hasn't been tested out as long as it could be. I did a report last week on the EU, and they've actually reported real numbers. They've had over 350,000 people affected by the vaccine. I think it was they had 7,200 that had, I think it was 7,200 deaths. I think it was total. And they've had many that suffer from the blood clotting.
Yeah,
so I said,
yeah.
Our government's afraid to say anything, but my mind's eye, I'm going, why don't we, instead of being afraid, take those people, look for a common thread, look for what it was that they had or didn't have, then they got the vaccine and all of a sudden they have this problem. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
That you have some kind of commonality. Say, okay, these people, you can't have this vaccine.
Right.
You have to do, you know, but no, they won't even do that.
No, and that's why it takes 5 to 10 years, right, to create a vaccine, to look at all those populations. They look at the childbearing year women, and then they look at that for men, you know, fertility issues, and they look at the blood clotting. That's why it takes so long, not 10 months or 7 months. So, I'm not a medical doctor, but I do enough research to know that, you know, I have children, and I give them vaccines as they need it, and they're not getting this one. We don't get the flu shot either, just personal choice. You just have to be careful. I really don't think it's the answer for kids. You know, if you want to do social distancing, fine, but we really have got to erase COVID from our kids' lives as much as possible, the presence of it.
I just got a summons for jury duty today.
Oh,
and
lucky.
So this ought to be fun because, well, I anyway, so... You know, not wearing a mask. Yep, believe in the death penalty for traffic violations and COVID is a hoax planted here by aliens from Venus.
Oh, is that what you're going to say when the judge questions you and the attorneys?
That's what I'm going to do.
Just walk in without your mask. They'll kick you out.
Oh, no, Your Honor. I'm not wearing this. You'll have to drag me off the floor because I'll pass out.
That's right. But my other personality, they'll wear the mask.
Yeah, they'll do
How's
it.
How's that?
If you can bring them forward, then a problem.
Oh, my gosh, Joe.
This ought to be fun. I can tell them, like, what terminology could I use for being locked in a room with 12 other people? I mean, I tell them I have a diagnosis. I can't be there with you guys.
Multiple personalities.
Yeah, it's just amazing. But we're running out of time. But really, honestly, my biggest concern if parents, if your kids are already going through it, and now your school district, like our state, is talking about the fact that we may open up schools, but they may not stay open. We may have to close them again. You know, I'd be more inclined to keep them home so there's some consistency and find play dates for them over the weekend, right?
Yeah. Yes. The consistency is good. Time to stop talking about politics, stop talking about COVID, but make a plan now and stay consistent. I mean, we really do need to get them in schools. At this point, I don't want them in public schools, but there are a lot of great online choices. So,
and there's lots of churches now that are co-oping with each other to make something happen. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. Dr. B, always a pleasure when you're with me. Don't go far, people. You've got me for the whole hour. We're going to talk about manliness. What happened to it? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.